Chapter 2. In Holmes Chapel, England, in the W. Mandeville Bakery, Harry found himself more at home than anywhere else in the entirety of his life. Whether it was the smell of the freshly baked loaves, or the lovely older women who doted on him as if he were their own, he found himself happier than he could ever be anywhere else. And that made his loneliness subside for at least 8 hours a day. "Hello, Barbara. How are you this beautiful morning?" he says as he enters the warm and inviting bakery. The older, white-haired woman looks at him with pure adoration, looking up from the new display case she was putting together and says, "Good morning, Harry, my dear." "Niall was late to work again this morning. Sends his regards, though." "Oh, what are we gonna do with that boy?" she says, leaning back towards the hooks on the side of the wall and reaching for his apron to throw to him. "He'll work it out. He always does," Harry replies, catching the apron and putting it on. As far as uniforms went, he'd never felt one more fitting than this one. "Should I pull the loaves out?"
"Oh yes, dear, they should be done by now."
Harry makes his way to the back of the bakery, the smell of freshly baked goods enveloping him as he walks towards the oven. To him, there was nothing that smelled better than the loaves of bread he got the honour of pulling out every morning. This, he knew for sure, had to be true happiness. The fact that bread made him happy was a tad worrisome to him,